You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hey, so this is Chris from Gutter Tactic, and this is Erk. FM Metal Monday starts. Erk
FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 73 of Erk FM Metal Monday. Erk FM Metal Monday comes down the pipes and into your ears very loudly each and every Monday on Erk FM and also on Stitcher Radio. For more information about the show, you can go to erkfmmetalmonday.com. As this episode is being released for the first time, Erk is still in the United States. If you want to keep in contact with me and what I'm doing on a daily basis, you can go to ErkFMMetalMonday.com, connect with me on the social networks. And coming up in March 2013, i.e. next month, if you're listening to this straight away, it will be the 70,000 Tons of Metal Tour. But today, I thought I'd do something a little bit different and based on a conversation that I had with some people, including Roe from the Dark Compass Metal Show, back when I was in London in August 2011. Now, of course, if Roe's seen the title to this episode, he probably knows what's coming up, but I tried to find some Polish punk this week, and I didn't have a lot of luck. Based on this particular conversation that I had in London.
Polish punk and French gypsy.
There's some
music.
Wonderful Polish punk out there and a wonderful gypsy
German
music.
This
coming from a guy whose final segment on each show is the weird track of the week.
Yes, but I don't
most
know
of them
Polish
come from me
punk.
To start off with. Yeah. The weirder the better.
Yeah.
That's
what do you
I mean
the weird track of the week?
The weird track of the week. Because good music is infinite, damn it!
I've been saying in the last month or so that sometimes it's hard to find a weird track of the week for every single episode. And sometimes you just have to say that's weird enough.
And the last voice you heard there was Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. We also heard Pete Kogel from PC podcast and a few others. Roe from the Dark Compass show and the Dark Compass Metal show, and of course me. We were talking about a segment that Colin does on his show called The Weird Track of the Week. Colin's not into metal, so he's probably not listening to this. Roe definitely will be listening, so hey Roe. But yes, I'm sure that brought back some memories. But the funny thing is, I heard that listening to Ouroboros recently, and I thought, I must have a look for some Polish punk on my music suppliers. But I didn't have a lot of luck. So I've decided to go with a bit more music this week. Coming to you from Airplay Direct, we're going to open up with a couple of tracks from a band called A Lovely Crisis. This first track is called Funky Punk,
and that will be followed by Guitar Is Dead. Now, let me tell you a little bit about A Lovely Crisis. They are spitting in the face of today's overproduced and prefabricated pop music scene. Don't let their youth and good looks fool you. This band of four young rockers is flipping the proverbial finger to the traditional boy band image. One part teen angst, one part raw energy, relentless and unbridled, mixed with a healthy dose of snarling punk attitude, A Lovely Crisis is happy to claim their stake as this generation's anti-boy band. Formed now 3 years ago, in March of 2010, the burgeoning band of budding musicians from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, was brought together by a love of old-school punk and post-punk artists such as Ramones, Green Day, and Blink-182, as well as their collective disdain for pop, technology, and music. So, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is A Lovely Crisis.
I love technology, the rocket's found. I wish it could be cool again. I wish it could be big again. Technology killed the guitar. I just wanna run. I wanna make rock big again. Big again, big again. Technology killed the guitar.
Dancing down on Bourbon Street. precious youth, we thought we had it all made out. Who would have known that 10 years later we could get some turnaround? Working check to check with nothing left, a weekly grind just to get by. Till Friday night we finally find a chance to feel alive. So let the music take you back. Another round, so raise your glass. Of industry, the misappropriated youth, with opportunities we left unseized and a jaded sense of truth. Sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men will often go awry, but tonight we know we're not alone. Tonight we'll feel alive. So let the music take you back. Another round, so raise your glass. Took a trip to Mexico. I can't remember if it was you or I who cried. There must be someplace we can go, someplace where we can be unknown. So we set out south through the purple majesty, kicking up the dust from the Sun Valley, and watch the miles as they wild away. Punk rock ethos and anarchy. Maria, do you remember that night? Do you remember how you danced for me? Maria, do you remember that night? In the morning came the war, and now it's all I know. The lines I walk alone. I can't remember if it's been days or years in fear. There must be someplace I can go, a way for me to get back home. As I look out now through crimson war-torn skies, it's only the memory of our night that keeps my chest full of breath, full of fight. Give me strength that I may reach you alive. Maria, do you remember that night? Do you remember how you danced for me? Maria, do you remember that night?
came the war, and now it's all I know. You know, she picked me up in her Trans Am. She was old school with the James Dean cool, and I'm just a Buddy Holly kind of man. She was dressed tight, out of sight, a 21st century Betty Page. But she was out of line when she pulled me aside to tell me to act my age. No. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do. On a little romance with a girl that I used to date, but it was last out there, cause she was only there to put me in my place. Now she's a CPA with a 5-year plan, a little money set aside, and I was overstated and my license is suspended, but she took me for a ride. Wow. Just wow. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do. You know, she picked me up in her Trans Am. She was old school with the James Dean cool, and I'm just a Buddy Holly kind of man. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do. You were never anything to me. You were never even my girlfriend. It's my life, don't tell me what to do.
You're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays. We are the Black and Beneath. You can find us on Facebook. You can also go and check this motherfucker out at channelirc.com. Do it.
Thank you, the Black and Beneath. And yes, you can hear lots of great Australian and independent metal bands from around the world each and every week here on IRC FM Metal Monday. Go to the show notes, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. There's lots of episodes for you to listen to, especially if you are a new listener. They are all available on the website. you might be able to find a band that you like, such as the Black and Beneath, and then go from there. We last heard from the band Victims of Circumstance with a song called Girlfriend. Prior to that, we heard the song Mexico, and then Everything New is Old Again by Victims of Circumstance, and they have a new studio album, their third studio album, Acupuncture, and that's now available on iTunes and all the usual downloady places. So a bit more punk for you from Clearwater, Florida. And these guys have been around since 2005. They were working together at a debt settlement company. They found themselves returning to the office late at night to work on songs that would eventually become Do It Yourself, their debut album. So they have a rather extensive bio, and if you want to know more, you can go to the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com. They went on their first European tour in 2011. They went to the UK, France, Germany, Poland, and Belgium. Sounds a bit like what I did. And then after that, they took to the studio for their third studio album, Acupuncture. So from Florida, that was Victims of Circumstance. And prior to that, we heard Cause for Concern with a song called Scene Song. And they are from South Bend in Indiana. Howling from a dying city, Cause for Concern plays their own brand of blistering punk rock inspired by their love of old school punk and hardcore. So we are getting a bit punky, but maybe not a bit Polish. That reminds me, I still need to watch my Punky Brewster CDs, DVDs with the sound turned down, but that's another story. Founded by Heath and Travis in the spring of 2011, Cause for Concern have already caused an impact and created an impact in their hometown of South Bend, Indiana. In the spring of 2012, the band were due to release their first EP on their band-owned Wrecked Hooligan Records. And they are also planning to release a full-length album, so check the website for that. Anywho, here's another funny segment based on the Ouroboros podcast. Colin was looking for people to do an introduction for the Weird Track of the Week. And I thought, you know, Colin's a geek, he'd get this joke. But unfortunately, the joke went a bit over his head.
You're listening to the Ouroboros podcast. And here is the Weed Track of the Week. Hello. Hi, Colin. How are you going? What do you mean it's not called the Wii Track of the Week? Isn't that what it's called? The Weird Track of the Week? When did that happen? Okay, it's your show. You can call it whatever you want. But I still think that you should get Nintendo Wii to sponsor it. You're listening to the Ouroboros podcast, and here is the Weird Track of the Week. Okay, mate, good.
Oh, Amy Byer.
And I'm Nader Crepter.
And you can look us up on
Facebook.com/TheCrepterChildren.
And you're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays.
I can feel love all around me when we're in ecstasy. I can see right into your soul when you inspire me to feel myself right across the boundary. Break on through to the final frontier. One more time, as far as we can take it. One more time, as far as we can go. One more time, as far as we can take it. One more time, as far as we can go. I can feel hate all around me when we're in tragedy. I can see right into your heart when you conspire me to steal myself right across the boundary. Break on through to the final frontier. One more time, as far as we can take it. One more time, as far as we can go. One more time, as far as we can take it. A slave of your own choosing. Stitching time, a time of your own
sticking cages. something I didn't do. Society made me a criminal, but the stick in cage is making me an animal. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it all around. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it all around. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it all around. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it up, smash it down. Smash it all around. Smash it up.
Hey, this is Thrash. We're from the Sutherland Shire. You're listening to IRC FM. Metal Monday!
My Grand Slam was supposed to be with sausage.
You are listening to IRC on IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. We just heard a couple of tracks there from a couple of different artists. We just heard Men Who Listen, who I featured on IRC FM before. Song you just heard was called Smash. And prior to that, as far as we can go, prior to Men Who Listen, we heard from Spiders with their songs Weekend Nights, and prior to that, Hangman. Spiders were nominated for a P3 Guild Rock Metal Band of the Year, a Swedish Music Award, and so good luck to the guys with that. Even being nominated is a great thing. Their new album is actually due out now, called Flashpoint. Spiders are a Gothenburg-based band in Sweden, being formed in February 2010. At a few months later, the band appeared at one of Sweden's most successful music festivals, Way Out West. You'd think Way Out North, wouldn't you? At the end of January 2011, they released their debut record, a 10-inch vinyl EP on Crusher Records, containing four tracks. They also received airplay on Sweden's largest radio channel, P3. In March 2011, the four previously released tracks came to be released in the US as two separate 7-inch singles. So that is Spiders. We also heard from Men Who Listen, who have been featured here on IRC FM before. Men Who Listen was formed in 2008... and they are from Chicago. They've had a few members join the band, fusing elements of British Invasion, 60s pop and 70s hard rock. The self-titled Men Who Listen was released in June 2009 and immediately started getting airplay on a number of college and internet radio stations. In 2012, they started the third CD and found themselves working with Stuart Epps of Elton John and Led Zeppelin fame. He co-produced, mixed, and played the keyboard solo in Smash, which was one of the songs we heard, and that was released digitally in July 2012. Later in October 2012, two publishing deals were signed. They have been played on over 85 terrestrial and internet radio stations, and including me. So that was Men Who Listen, and we're going to continue with The Seasonal Affair with a song called Follow Through, and then Home Stretch, and we are on the home stretch for this episode. The Seasonal Affair are from North Carolina in the US. They were formed in late 2011, featuring former members of We Shout Goodnight, End Serenade, La Rortia, and Life Next Year. Having toured independently in a variety of music and styles, they continue to offer a refreshing take on their pop-punk roots. So, another band who sees 182 as an influence, here are The Seasonal Affair from North Carolina. You're listening to IRC FM, Metal Monday.
We're miles away. just me and you. What would I do without you, without you, without you?
All right, we're recording now, so I'd like to say I'm Yeti from Frankenbock, and who's with me here?
I'm Tim from Frankenbock, and we're here to celebrate Urk and his Metal Mondays.
Metal fucking Monday!
You tell me why I like Metal Mondays.
Oh, I like it because it's got fucking Urk hosting it. That's the sound of chin dicking. If you don't know what that is, look that shit up on Google. Chin dick. Yeah.
Hey, this is Mick from Frankenbock, having a good time at DOW Fest. You're now listening to Urk FM Metal Monday. Get amongst it.
And indeed you are getting amongst it here, thanks to the bearded ones of Frankenbock. We just heard from a band called Minds Without Purpose with Ice Cream Short Bus. And I still haven't got around to watching that movie Short Bus yet, just coincidentally. Prior to that, we heard from Burned at Both Ends with a song called Day by Day. Prior to that, we heard from The Smear with Handcuffs and Powder Puffs. And prior to that, Freak Show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about The Smear. Freak Show, that was a cool song. From London, The Smears are the queens of the scene and are an all-girl punk grunge band that can back up the bold statement without pulling any punches. They are hardcore in their love of making music and, very much like their name suggests, are a smear on the ego to an industry that they refuse to bow down to. They have been writing, recording and playing their own songs nationally for the last 9 years, gaining a reputation of one of Nottingham's best live acts and always leaving a lasting impression where they have played with their memorable performances. They are a hard-working band whose live shows are fun and likened to be being hit by a train driven by Iggy Pop and Courtney Love, or L7 being caught in a barroom brawl with Mudhoney. All those comparisons, by the way, the girls are very proud of. From their music, as you might have been able to tell, you might find that there is an air of aggression, hostility and frustration. If this is your conclusion, you haven't looked into the rich tapestry of their opus. Delve into their music again, take notes if you have to, but make sure you think about the imagery they use. You might find it rewarding. They released their self-produced first single, Bring It On, in 2005 to much acclaim on the UK underground and punk alternative scene. So they've been around for quite some time. The single also reached the number one slot in an unsigned chart within days of release. So that was indeed The Smear. We also heard from, in that set, Burned at Both Ends. And Burned at Both Ends are a pop punk band from Red Bank, New Jersey. They're just a band who wants to get up in the ranks and they love all the support that they can get. You can actually download the new single for the EP, the one that you heard, Day by Day. You can download the single for free. They're still writing the rest of the EP to go with it. And you can get that from Bandcamp. There's a link on the show notes. And to finish up that set, we heard from Minds Without Purpose. And Minds Without Purpose, they're on all the usual downloady places. They are from Ohio. Their influences, you may not be surprised to hear that they have influences including Green Day, Blink 182, My Chemical Romance, Yellow Card, and Sum 41. They are a pop punk crap punk band based out of Ohio. They're four friends who believe in strongly in goofing off, having fun and being naked. As of today, the bands have been playing shows all over Ohio for over 4 years with hopes of going on an East Coast, West Coast tour sometime in the near future. They have played with bands such as We Came As Romans, Patent Pending and 11T7. So that, my friends, was Minds Without Purpose. We are going to continue. Now, this song, I think, might need a bit of translation. It is called Drink, 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 And I've got it that it's in German for some reason, so you might need to have a few drinks while you listen to this show, this song. And if you go to their website, you have to click on the leprechaun to enter the site. The Bloody Irish Boys are best described as a drinking group with a music problem. The band was started by frontman Shane in 2003, and they are a hard-drinking working band still going strong today. They strive to preserve the sound of their roots and pay tribute to the bands before them. They released their first album, Drunk Rock, in 2005, that indeed featured a combination of traditional Celtic, bluegrass, punk and metal. So this is going to be very interesting to listen to. They have created a very unique, intense sound that people describe as being more folk than most modern music and more punk than most popular music. So here are the Bloody Irish Boys. It'll be interesting to see over this range of songs the different styles. We're going to hear Drink, Drink, Drink and the Pirate Song.
Yeah. looks like coffee.
Hi,
we're Temptress. And you're listening to
Irk FM. Tune in and listen to some metal. And while you're there, look up the Temptress page on Facebook and come to a show.
We love you a long time.
And we just heard it there from Andre Matos with a couple of songs called Power Stream and Don't Despair. Got a rather nice song to finish. Now, if I remember correctly, Andre is from way over on the other side of the world. And indeed, he is. Oh, some people still using MySpace. That's interesting. Now, Andre Matos is from Sao Paulo in Brazil. He's a Brazilian and world-acclaimed singer, musician and composer. He is the founder and former vocalist of the heavy metal bands Viper, Angia and Shaman, and since October 2006 has been dedicating his time to his solo career. His first solo album, Time to Be Free, was released in August 2007. It was an 11-track album. It was ranked as best album of the year in Brazil. It also had some places in charts in Japan and fourth place in Russian charts and released in over 20 countries in Europe. After this, they took an extensive tour as a band, playing headliners as well as many top festival appearances and special acoustic shows in Brazil, Europe and all over the world. His second solo album, Mentalize, was released in August 2009. And he's had an extensive career and it will still be going. In 2012, the new album, The Turn of the Lights, has been a long-awaited new record, bringing the vocalist and his band at its best, consciously exploring the combination of various musical styles. Beside the melodic and symphonic elements that have marked the vocalist's career, listeners will certainly welcome all the new elements that the musician is bringing to the record. The album is not kept only under one musical style, but on the contrary, it is about freedom. Indeed, the track Liberty opens a series of 11 absolutely killer songs that feature all the fine qualities, exciting riffs, catchy melodies, memorable choruses, and intelligent lyrics, all built with great taste and performed to perfection. So that was Andre Matos. Hope you enjoyed that. We have one track to go from A Lovely Crisis, and they were, of course, the band that we heard to open up the episode, but considering the song title for this episode, it's a great one to finish. Fade to Silence, and I'll be back after this to wrap things up.
Steps on the floor. I hear you coming.
Lewis, the vocalist.
I'm Sam, the drummer.
Craig on the gats.
I'm Sean, and I am sending our texts.
And you will find us on Facebook and Reverb Nation with facebook.com/sendingourtext and reverbnation.com/sendingourtext. I know, Anna. Oh.
Support the scene!
Support the scene!
Support us, please!
We're surrounded by...
Oh, yeah, that was a very funny promo. And considering it was so funny, I decided to keep it exactly how it is. Hello to the guys from Sending Artax from the Gold Coast. Anywho, on this episode, I hope you enjoyed it. Something a little bit different, a little bit of punk. Not much Polish punk, but there you go. We heard all of our music today from Airplay Direct. We heard A Lovely Crisis, A Cause for Concern, Victims of Circumstance, Spiders, Men Who Listen, The Seasonal Affair, The Smear, Burned at Both Ends, Minds Without Purpose, The Bloody Irish Boys, and Andre Matos. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I certainly enjoyed putting it together. Keep up with me what I'm doing on the social networks. Links on the show notes at OrkFMMetalMonday.com. And if you've had enough of listening to me ramble, you can listen to Ro with some great quality metal from all around the world, much like this show, but a lot harder. DarkCompass.com/metal. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thanks for listening. Don't hate me because I went on 70 tons of metal. Don't hate me because I went on 70,000 tons of metal and you didn't. Good night, Interweb.